producers at all. But I needed beats, pastor lended me the church keyboard, a Casio. Mama didn't ask what this could be for, just glad to see her son safe, doing something positive, not involved in gunplay. Support, she had a lot to give. My first gig, I opened up for preachers in the hood, and like Ty Tribbett, they thought I was good in the hood. God saw my willingness and he gave me opportunities. I learned to roll an XP80 and an MPC. I met a guy, we partnered up and bought an MPC. And my mentor let me use his Triton from the UCC. But things ain't go as planned. Both things got repossessed. I couldn't afford my hat, and the church found a pianist. I was without equipment, I felt the fool. But now I own a Phantom Motif and MPC paid in full.
I look back, I look back and say,
all the times you came through, how can I not trust you, Lord?
I look back, I look back, I look back, I look back and say,
I will always trust you, nothing to discuss through.
So now, Lord, I say,
I trust you, Lord.
So now, Lord, I say,
I trust you more and more every day.
'99, I never wrote a rap song, never had the urge to, but one day it came strong after a retreat for victory outreach. Cause I saw a dude Reeve over the South Beach. It went from recording one song in the stereo's internal mic to making mixtapes, giving Christ external hype, which led to me making a unreleased CD. Cause at this point, rap was still a hobby. So for fun, I grinded at the lab, made a 3-song tape. People wanted it, they liked what I was serving on the plate. They asked if I had more, so I made a 3-song CD. They ate it up, they wanted more. I said, oh, really? So a year later, I made threat to society. The cycle continued, but it grew online to be a huge vehicle to steer thousands to Christ. Getting saved or being encouraged, rejoice, arise.
I look back and say,
all the times you came through, how can I not trust you, Lord?
I look back.
Trust you, nothing to discuss through.
Now, Lord, I say,
I trust you, Lord.
So now, Lord, I say,
I trust you more and more every day.
I had like one show a month, and I was happy with my one gig, like kids with eye shuffles. But listen to what God did. People started calling me one by one for shows. I'm like, how these people get my number? Nobody knows. But nevertheless, I was happy. People clapping to my songs. At one point, people knew the lyrics and would sing along. Then I got an email from a woman in Virginia asking me to rap at a church so the youth would surrender. Then I got a call from Chicago, another call from VA. Next off to GA, driving on the E-way, 8 hours easy. Driving 19 to Houston, from there flew to San Jose. Then I got distro a few months later. I had to sit back and give all praise to my Savior, because I went from a boy who never rapped before to spreading the gospel. Send me, I'll go.
I look back and say,
all the times you came through, how can I not trust you, Lord?
Can I not trust you, Lord? I look back and say,
I will always trust you, nothing to discuss.